This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we're live on this Sunday worldwide transmission, the 20th day of November, 2016. We now know Trump's official battle plan, Americanism, not globalism, is on the menu. In fact, it's the main course. This is incredibly, incredibly good news. And Ron Paul's come out with a list of fake news organizations to counter mainstream media's new fake list. And guess who's on it? The mainstream media that lied us into wars and spews racism and gives us fake polls. But first, let's look at fake news.
Having lost the election and lost the argument, the butthurt left and the rigged media is desperate to salvage some scrap of credibility. So they've decided to create a new panic over so-called fake news, pressuring Google and Facebook to take action against fake news websites. Oh, and when they say fake news, that includes any reporting or opinion that contradicts their leftist narrative. The blacklist that all the mainstream media websites are circulating as the official designation of what constitutes fake news includes InfoWars and Breitbart. Well, imagine my shock. But this list of fake news websites, it had to be created by a reasoned, level-headed, impartial source. There can't be any bias involved in this, right? Wrong. It was created by a radical leftist safe space social justice warrior assistant professor who describes herself as a feminist activist and who supports extreme left-wing groups like Black Lives Matter and Occupy Wall Street. Well, imagine my shock. So the media is circulating a list of fake news websites created by an incredibly biased left-wing social justice warrior, which just by coincidence is full of conservative news websites, and then demanding Google and Facebook censor that content. This is all happening while Twitter also mass purges so-called alt-right accounts for daring to express unauthorized opinions. They're also promoting a Chrome browser extension that automatically flags so-called fake news websites based on this same SJW-created blacklist. And imagine my shock, Infowars.com is on that list. Listen, we all know that there are actual fake news websites. They're pretty easy to spot. And some of them even admit that they're fake news websites. But there's a difference between fake news stories like this and having a conservative opinion. And anyway, who gave the mainstream media the right to be judge, jury, and executioner of what constitutes fake news? All you do is put out fake news. You're the aficionados of fake news. You put out the fake news that Hillary Clinton was 98% likely to win the presidency. You printed out and shipped copies of Newsweek celebrating Madame President. You said the Cubs had a smaller chance of winning than Donald Trump. You put out fake rigged polls that were proven spectacularly wrong. You put out fake rape stories that ruin people's lives over and over again. You fake interviews with your own cameramen claiming they're anti-Trump protesters. You create fake narratives like Trump being responsible for violence at his own rallies when it was DNC-funded agitators all along. By this measure, nearly every mainstream media outlet should be put on a fake news list. Oh yeah, and when some fake news website puts out a fake news story, the worst case scenario is that someone makes some ill-gotten advertising dollars. When the mainstream media peddles fake news, like the fake news story that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, hundreds of thousands of people die. You're the experts at fake news, so how dare you accuse us of being fake news? And why the hell should anyone trust you? As WikiLeaks exposed, you're not the Fourth Estate, you're a public relations front for the Democratic Party. You lost the argument, you trashed your own credibility, and now you're trying to resurrect it by claiming that everyone who beat you is fake news. Give me a break. No one trusts you. That's why you have to resort to dirty tricks and censorship. And it's not going to work. Because you suck. You lie. And everyone knows now that you're fake news.
We'll be back in about 70 seconds to kick off the main transmission. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell to chime, reflecting on my past life, and it doesn't have much time, 'cause at 5 o'clock they take me to the gallows.
Global government, a private corporate government that is tax-exempt and above the law, is running low. In fact, it was Barack Obama and Angela Merkel who met desperately last Friday trying to figure out how to stave off the collapse of private corporate world government. What a delusional group of elites who actually believed that they could establish a private planetary government, give themselves diplomatic immunity and tax exemption, and then just deny to the public it existed. But last Monday, the New York Times was still trying that. They were out saying that Alex Jones believes in a global government globalism conspiracy. He believes in the thing called globalism. Meanwhile, we have the president and the German chancellor running around saying globalism is in crisis. Global government is in trouble. This is how mainstream media talks to you like you're a three-year-old. Extreme, extreme arrogance. Now, I've got a lot of news, obviously, to break down here before we open the phones up on this Sunday edition and take your calls. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I return weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We have InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central, weeknights as well. There's been a lot of interesting things unfolding this week. The mainstream media went from saying that we were a tiny show that had no viewers and listeners to admitting that we're bigger than the New York Times and the Washington Post and are rated 126 on the web. That's just our website. They also have begun to recognize that other independent media is much bigger than them. And so it's a real come-to-Jesus moment for these arrogant sycophants, and their response is, and I have the clip coming up, kick Alex Jones off the air. So if that is an authoritarian, I don't know what is. But before we go there, there's a very interesting article out of the Hollywood Reporter that we posted up on InfoWars.com, and it came out Friday, and Steve Bannon is the head strategist for the Trump White House and good friends with Trump for decades. And, of course, he took over Breitbart in the last few years and has made it very, very nationalistic, very, very anti-New World Order, not just anti-social justice warrior liberal. And if you read this article, it's the spirit of America. People say, why is Steve Bannon reading off the same sheet of music as Alex Jones? Or why is Joseph Farah reading off the same sheet as Alex Jones? Or why is Matt Drudge reading off the same sheet as Alex Jones? It's not like we got some sheet or talking point. This is how the real world works. And we're breaking down the real players and the real political and economic systems. And Americanism is the Renaissance, is free market, is the people making their own decisions, is the lowest tax rates in the world. They keep asking what makes America great again, like Trump hasn't been clear. No taxes for working class people. Having fair trade deals, not letting globalist interest sell out the incredible American dynamo. The United States by the 1950s had something like 80% of world production, totally controlled everything, was spreading freedom worldwide, then it all stopped, like a needle being pulled off a record, because the globalists came in and said, we want a permanent deep state, we want to degrade America, we want the U.S. to lose wars, we want to then transfer American power into China and set up a system where you have a multipolar world controlled by multinational banks. You can read that in the Council on Foreign Relations bi-monthly publications. You can read the former editor of Newsweek saying it, Strobe Talbot. You can read, you know, when he was Undersecretary of State saying the same thing. There are tens of thousands of quotes and books and letters. And when I say tens of thousands, that's very conservative. But they know the general public doesn't read intellectual white papers. So they tell you on the Nightly News or the New York Times it does not exist. With Trump, look how far we've come. Almost everyone knows the Federal Reserve is private now, thanks to this show and Ron Paul and others. Almost everyone now knows that foreign banks are tax exempts. Almost everyone understands we've been sold out to China. All these huge things are happening. And then you read this amazing article. We basically had a blurb article on it that broke down the quotes and it quoted Bannon. Our headline was, Stephen Bannon says, Americans want somebody in office who isn't going to F them over. And he talks about the strategy that got record numbers of black Americans, Hispanic Americans to vote for Trump, and how the numbers show if we can deliver tax cuts and prosperity and break the back of all the sick, race-baiting, brainwashing, desperate establishment moves to mentally cripple this country and turn us into racist basket cases, if we can double down and defeat that, which we're starting to do, their whole system is over. I saw a meme last week that the Democratic Party hasn't been so upset since the Republicans outlawed slavery with the election of Trump. And that's really what we're facing. The establishment had taken over the Republican Party. They had purposely basically been loyal opposition. CIA white papers have been declassified, breaking down that since the late 60s, that's been the case. So with no real opposition, they could make it look like there was no way to ever have change. Now, the media is attacking this article and Steve Bannon saying, oh, Karl Rove claimed he'd create a permanent Republican supermajority. And Karl Rove said a lot of this stuff. No, he didn't. Karl Rove represented blue blood Bushes that are in league with the Clintons. He represented a guy that could hardly talk, George H. Bush, H.W.'s son. George W. Bush. He represented the old rotting blue blood joke establishment that moved to Texas to look like they had some street cred with commoners. With this, with Bannon and Trump, it's real. They intend to get rid of taxes $40,000 a year or less. They intend to cut corporate tax to make the jobs move back here. The big corporations wrote that to move the jobs overseas. And you read these quotes. This is pure Americana because he waited not to give the New York Times, the Washington Post an interview where they've been lying about him with no proof saying he's racist. Or because he criticized some Jewish people, he must be anti-Semitic. I mean, give me a break. You get in politics, you're Jewish. He criticizes you for what your policies are. The guy's been pro-Israel, and they flip out on you and attack you. This is why all this race-baiting garbage doesn't work anymore. So he gave this interview with a reporter he's known for a while, Michael Wolf, because he knew he'd actually just get quoted in it. And boy, is this a good article. This is so Americana. I'm going to start reading this now. When asked if he's a white nationalist, he says, quote, he absolutely mockingly starts laughing, rejects the idea that it is a racial line. I'm not a white nationalist. I'm a nationalist. I'm an economic nationalist, he tells me. The globalists gutted the American working class. This guy came from poor Democrats, by the way. you know, blue-collar steel workers. The globalists gutted the American working class and created a middle class in Asia. The issue now is about Americans looking not to get effed over. If we deliver, I think you heard this before from somebody, if we deliver, by we, he means the Trump White House, we'll get 60% of the white vote, 40% of the black vote, and Hispanic vote, and we'll govern for 50 years. That's what the Democrats missed. They were talking to people with companies with 9 billion market cap employing 9 people. It's not reality. They lost sight of what the world's all about. Community, jobs, industry, pride, quality. In a nation administration that seems at best random in its belief, Bannon can seem but to not just focus voice. He seems to not just be a focus voice, but almost a messianic one. Yes, and he goes on from there with populism, which you've heard here. But it isn't that Bannon and I are reading from the same sheet of music. We're telling you what the American system is. And everyone's acting like it's so sexy, it's so new, it's so alien, it's what made the country great. Globalism was a one-sided screw job on purpose. They wrote books admitting it. Henry Kissinger admits it. David Rockefeller wrote 2 books admitting it. We're going to reverse it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I want to be clear. It is so frustrating to read, I don't want to exaggerate, it's got to be more than 50 books. That's more than that. Written by the globalist. Brzezina Brzezinski, Henry Kissinger, David Rockefeller, Helmut Schmidt. I mean, I've got them out there in my office bookshelf. I ought to do a whole, 20-minute live feed or something this week. In fact, I will, where I just pull books off the shelf and open them up and where I've highlighted them and where I've shown them to people on air. Brzezinski just wrote a book, I forget the name, 2 years ago, where he said we may have to kill millions of people to support world government because they're not going to believe us in the future. And to show how cutting edge he was telling people at the Council on Foreign Relations 5 years ago on C-SPAN that we've already lost, world government's dead, the nationalists killed us. But imagine how frustrating it is to read white papers, to read books, to watch C-SPAN, to play the clips, and then see the New York Times come out in three articles this week, mainly about me. One of them was totally about me, the fourth article, that was actually pretty fair. I'm surprised. Three of them saying, I imagine a system called globalism and how Trump believes in it. Ladies and gentlemen, globalism is completely one-sided. They admitted when they sold it 50 years ago to liberals, the same folks that got civil rights passed in the country and actually meant well. It wasn't diabolical at first, at least with those that supported it. Oh, we want to build up Africa and Asia and Latin America and what's happening in the East. We're going to put regulations in here that make it impossible for us to be dominant that'll move those jobs there. But it wasn't to liberalize those countries. It was to set them up as tyrannies and to have basically slave labor to then bring us down to their level, not them up to our level or them partially up. Because I'm very altruistic. I mean, if the idea was we went down some, they went up, I could see that. But that is a zero-sum game, not a non-zero-sum game. It's a lose-win. So the globalists are just selling us this idea, and you read this delicious article that's basically just a transcript of Steve Bannon, and I'm not going on some love fest here. It's just the one part of the article that's not accurate. Well, there's several. It's a long article. Is with an administration that doesn't seem to have a soul or doesn't seem to stand for anything. Here, I'm paraphrasing. Let me find it. In a nascent administration that seems at best random in its beliefs, Bannon can seem to be not just a focused voice, but almost a messianic one. Trump's entire message is messianic. It's hope. It's change. It's cut your taxes. It's, hey, Ford's already announced it's coming back with multiple plants. First it was Kentucky. Now they're talking about Ohio. Now they're talking about bringing Apple back. Because there's leadership. Most people in these corporations are just yes men and women. They don't like globalism. I told you. I was ready 15 years ago to have war with the feds. I wasn't pushing physical war, but I was like, they're the enemy because they're the... I didn't understand. The feds didn't like it as much as I did or more. In fact, they were... I'm not kissing their ass. It's just true. I later discovered they were more awake than the general public. The problem was the public under a Hollywood trance, not knowing what was happening. If we just reached out to the corporate people, the bureaucrats, the cops, the military, 9 times out of 10, they were ready to stand up more than anybody else because they were inside of it. Look at the New World Order's biggest problem. It's Edward Snowden. It's insiders. It's DC leaks. It's all these former military veterans like Bannon and Mad Dog Mattis and everybody else that are anti-New World Order. I'm not going to tell you about behind-the-scenes stuff, but, you know, we talk to generals, we talk to colonels. We're in contact with patriots. And the only reason they're in contact with us is there weren't a lot of people doing this 5 years ago. We're doing it. We're just bringing America back. And here's the deal. Austerity, being poor, globalism, saying being poor is good, saying starving is good, that's Cloward and Priven. That's Agenda 21. That's the New York Times just 2 years ago would go, all these crazy people believe in something imaginary called Agenda 21, and they say it's taking over to make life impossible to be able to live and pay your bills. That's the stated goal of a stinking thing. The new head of NASA was quoted last week as saying, we need to live in a post-industrial world, and NASA's job is to end the high-tech era. That's like saying a Buddhist monk job is to kill Buddhists. Or a meat eater's job is to stop eating meat. It's upside down. By the way, without even looking, I ran into a whole bunch of articles here today dealing with just what I just said to understand this. I harp on this because everybody heard about it. When I mentioned secret testing, I mentioned you heard of Tuskegee. Even the dumbest person has heard of 47-year program secretly injecting black people with syphilis in three states and letting them spread it everywhere. So when I mention things like that, I go to it as folks have heard of it. The carbon taxes they wanted 6 years ago in the latest UN model would cause roughly a billion deaths over the decade. There's already 50-something million people starving to death a year. This is the London Telegraph. I also have another stack of news pushing this. This is just on a daily basis without looking for it. Because I'm not just here saying they want to make you poor. When I mention Obama says you can't have cars or air conditioning to Africans, it's the same deal. Or, you know, going to Argentina and promoting communism. When communists can't even produce automobiles. This is out of the London Telegraph today. This is what we're fighting. If we sell our ideas of liberty, which always deliver, and even 20% of it gets done, it'll produce so much more wealth and choices that people are going to look at a bunch of dirty, hateful communists running around waving guns at people like they're doing today in Austin, Texas, and say, buddy, get the hell out of our way. London Telegraph. U.S. climate commitment irreversible. That's Francis Hollande warns Donald Trump. Congress never signed on to it. Doesn't matter. He says you're not allowed to get off. It's illegal. They ordered our bureaucrats to do it. And Hollande says it's irreversible, just like Trump couldn't win the nomination, just like he couldn't be president. This criminal, in my view, this guy caught not paying taxes. His entire socialist party was Swiss bank accounts. They raised taxes when he got in 3 years ago to 101% on the middle class and nouveau riche, new rich. He says, you can't get out of our global carbon tax because they've all, Obama, him, they've all invested. They all own part of the carbon credit companies. Look it up. Al Gore owns the big one in London. It's called Gore and Blood. I'm not lying. His partner's named Blood. U.S. climate commitment irreversible. Hollande warns Donald Trump. Oh, my God, you warned us. That's just the way it is. Now, it gets worse. Look at this. UK researchers say tax food to reduce climate change because humans farting. Now, I told you this was coming when they started in Canada and Australia a decade ago or so, began to phase in taxes on flatulence of farm animals, that it would start with you. Now they want to tax you saying you're eating too much. Again, the ultra-rich want to teach you how to consume less, so you have a culture of hating yourself so they can have everything for themselves, and you're so poor they control you. So, but globalism's in big crisis. I've got news on that front. But how are they going to strike back? I got more of the Bannon interview here, too. How are they going to strike back? They're going to strike back by censoring us, and they've openly announced on Fox and CNN they're going to move to have me taken off the air. We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Grip, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globals. We fight the New World Order. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart
of the resistance.
Better believe it!
Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, Raquel Phelan is one of our great investigative journalists and writers. Probably some of the biggest stories in history when it comes to hacking. You name it. Highly trusted by all the top hackers. When I say all of them, I mean a lot of the top ones. He's here with his dad, who's from Sweden. Just talking to him during the break. And he was saying, your energy, how do you do it? Because I was animated talking to him. And I said, listen, we're overthrowing world government. I mean, we're waging war against the New World Order. We're returning the Republic from the hands of corporate global domination. He said, no, I get it. It's great. I get it. He had that fire in his eyes. And listen, when I get on air, I'm fighting. I mean, I'm passionate. I open the doors to my heart. I know it comes off as obnoxious, and people ask, how the hell do you act like this for 2, 3, 4 hours a day? It's because it's real. I mean, I've had my ass kicked. I've had, you know, I've not been in fights in years, decades. When I grew up in a rough area, a lot of people attacking me in Dallas, I was a nice guy until I got in a fight, until I was getting hurt, and then I could do freaking backflips. You know, it's the same thing. We're under attack, people. And the only reason I've been successful is I'm promoting Americana. I know the enemy's blueprint. And I'm here to break people out of their trance. I don't like seeing people being conned. So many wealthy people I know are the coolest, hardest working people who have so many great employees and have a passion for building and a passion for innovating. But I know a lot of other wealthy people over the years, and I've got to say they're, quote, liberals, who are very cloistered in their little houses, their mansions. They hate their employees. They hate their families. They hate their neighbors. They're very OCD. They're very neurotic. And they're disconnected from the land. That you don't see them doing wilderness camping. You don't see them being in a boxing club or jiu-jitsu. You don't see them out hunting. You don't see them doing normal human things. And I think we've got inbred elites. I mean, history shows this with royalty and things, but a more modern, wider scale distribution of this phenomenon with what Anthony Gucciardi calls aliens. And I don't mean somebody alien to the country because they're not part of your nation. I'm talking about alien in that they're trust fund, third generation trust fund kids, who just are disconnected from the rest of the world and don't understand what's happening. And if you look at the Clintons, you look at the Bushes, you look at all these elites, they are totally disconnected. And someone like Trump, who's into hospitality, whose dad made their first money, Trump then made it 50 times bigger. I've likened it many times to, say, a tourism board of a small, let's say, North Carolina beach town. If the head of the tourism board isn't putting ads in magazines and newspapers, isn't keeping the town, you know, moving forward, isn't attracting good companies, good restaurants, good hotels, that town's going to fall apart. And Trump is literally like the local tourism board guy for America. He sees everything shutting down. He sees people not having money anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, our audience was 5 times what it was a year ago. Now it's like 10 times what it was a year ago. It's frighteningly large now. And there's not more money coming in. Always, as our audience got bigger, more money came in for the last few years. The economy is in frickin' shambles. Trump sees that. Trump experiences that. I don't like going to a cafeteria I've gone to since I was a child in Dallas. It's called Luby's. It's blue collar. And I never sat in line where old ladies were sitting there and couldn't afford the food that's very cheap and were upset. And I'm not bragging. I can't help it. I start just saying, here's $50 bills. You ladies all have whatever you want. I can't stand it. To know how inflation has run, to know people's Social Security isn't paying for what they need, I want people to have wealth. I'm the biggest liberal there is. I'm the biggest frickin' bleeding heart you ever found. But I know it doesn't come from government giving you a check. It comes from producing so much wealth that even our poorest people are doing good. And Americanism did deliver. It was the apple of the world's eye. More inventions, more patents, the lowest debt, zero debt, the highest education. We were number one, and we kicked your ass in a fight, too. And we got sold out in the 50s and the 60s to globalism. And we built these corporations, a world empire, on America's name. They went, you're from America? You're going to bring electricity? You're going to bring courts? You're going to bring justice? Our doors are open. And then we put Mao Zedong in power in 1949. That's been declassified. John Birch Society said that when they were founded in 56. all declassified in 2004. They took our name, an evil group of people. Some were German background, some were French background, some were Jewish, some were Hispanic. It didn't matter. They were globalists, and they looked at this big empire and our atomic weapons and our energy and all the smart people, and they went, oh, my God, we're going to take over the old British Empire. We're going to run everything, and we're going to get all these countries to basically sell out to us because we're going to move American industry to them because America was upwards of 80% of global industry in 1955. We were 80%. We were 5% of the population of the world, and we had half the wealth from 1950 until 1997. Now we've only got 35% of the wealth. They've already sucked out almost half of it. And our wealth wasn't putting other countries down. We could have actually done real deals with them to build them up, but it was designed to bring us down. So I'll just keep harping it and harping it and harping it and harping it. I'm promoting the real history. I'm pushing the answer. It's guaranteed. But China was in the Wall Street Journal, the Associated Press, and a bunch of other publications. I wasn't even trying to look for it on Friday. And the Communist Chinese Politburo, with a straight face, was in our news saying, we own your debt and we are buying Hollywood and we own a lot of your other bonds. And if you don't listen to us, we are going to implode your economy. You are not allowed to do this. You can't have one factory. And they went on to say, you need to shut down your nationalist right now. Imagine the Wall Street Journal with a straight face on Friday had the Communist Chinese saying, shut us up. Shut us up. We can pull the article. I covered it like an hour on Friday. It's on Drudge. I mean, what freaking world are we living in? You go to China and lecture them like this? Obama's made to get off the back of the plane in China, and the diplomat comes over and tells him, shut up, it's our country. The arrogance of these people. They feed on their own Chinese people. They have mobile execution vans, Foxconn, Apple hellhole laboratories. And all we want is a few jobs. Can we just have one factory? You got 26 or whatever it is, Foxconn factories for Apple. Can we just have one? And you're like, no, you don't have one single factory, scumbag America. Nothing. You'll get nothing and like it. To quote Judge Smells from Caddyshack, Spalding! Since when did we become the Spalding of the world? Oh, yeah, even mainstream media admits China's taken over all six of the Hollywood production facilities. All of it's happening. Headline out of the Wall Street Journal was something like this. It was, China says the U.S. must take control of the Internet. I'm going to find it during the break. I'm going to show it to you when we come back. And then I'm going to show you the response. Democratic pundits on CNN, Fox, you name it, saying specifically, we need to shut down these websites. We need to go after Alex Jones. Alex Jones. Alex Jones. He's so evil. And who else should we get rid of? Steve Bannon. Oh, my God. He just wants us to have a little bit of jobs, a little bit of money. Oh, my. It's so evil.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today.
With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores allowed to eat. Yum!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, so the Communist Chinese have teamed up with Facebook, Twitter, Google, Apple, and others to crack down on American Internet. Just absolute open treason. China doubles down on Internet controls after tough new law just restricting all free speech. That's out of AP. This is out of Reuters. China says terrorism, fake news, imperil greater global internet curbs. So they come out and list us as fake news. Use some weirdo professor to list us, Breitbart, you name it, as fake news. That's right. 95% of what we do is analyze your BS. Ron Paul's come out with a big list of fake news. The folks that got us into wars, people that lied to us with fake polls, folks that lied to us with fake reporters interviewing their own people. Yeah, it's CNN, ABC News, NBC, you name it. It's up on InfoWars.com. But pretty hilarious. They're the fake news, saying we're the fake news. China's internet controls will get stricter to dismay of foreign businesses. New York Times. Now the New York Times is translated into Chinese. Chinese tyrant seeks global control after Obama gave up internet. That's right, they've handed over to an international consortium, and China says the internet belongs to them. Thank you, Obama. So, hey, don't think they haven't struck back. We've had the PLA, People's Liberation Army, that's where the servers are, hitting us with massive denial-of-service attacks for 2 weeks. And, you know, we've already got very sophisticated, large server systems, so it just all gets redirected back. But look at this photo of your TV viewer, Austin, Texas, today. This is off Reddit. Some of our crew told me about it. This is not on the news, but it was seen by one of our crew members down in front of the Capitol with their semi-automatic rifles, the communists, and their red bandanas with hammers and sickles saying, make racists afraid again. We have an incredible video on Infowars.com of a female reporter for Infowars, Millie Weaver, in Cleveland with communists threatening to physically attack her because she dare be on the street. They said, you don't have free speech. Get off our streets. So in a communist country, they couldn't own guns. But here they can march down the street with their guns, and I defend their right. But if you look at these poor teenagers controlled by a bunch of UT professors, they are really, really, really just absolutely pathetic people. Very, very sad. Sitting here in the lap of luxury compared to other nations, bitching and complaining with communists in Venezuela and Cuba and places like North Korea can't even produce automobiles or keep electricity on in most areas. But I know the perfect utopia has not yet been realized. No, a bunch of spoiled brats don't want to go out and get jobs. Now, continuing here, since I mentioned it, I know it sounds unbelievable. You know, look at that headline from Infowars.com. It's not even strong enough. People say we exaggerate. They threaten to physically attack Millie Weaver, spew the most horrible, awful stuff. They say she has no free speech. They pick on a woman. It's communist threaten to physically attack female reporter. That's the headline. I even called the reporter up yesterday and I said, thanks for writing this great article. But I said, we need to change the headline. It hasn't been. But it's just sensational. And we have to be sensational when they do sensational things. We can't dial it back just because, you know, we're trying to be conservative. Let's put it back on screen. And you look at, I don't care if they're black, white, or Hispanic. Let's put the video back up of Millie Weaver. These are the ugliest vampire-like pig people. Okay, I'll be honest. The white people are really ugly. Okay, the Hispanics don't actually look that ugly. I just don't know, and I'm not trying to be racial here. What is up with white communists? I mean, they are the dumbest, ugliest-looking jackasses I have ever seen in my frickin' life. And the video's up on Infowars.com. But since I mentioned it, again, this was on ABC News, CBS News, Fox News, CNN, everywhere. In the last 3 days, they're going, InfoWars is fake, InfoWars is fake, InfoWars is fake, InfoWars isn't real. All I've done for 52 minutes is show you admissions by the globalists where they're pushing that you should be poor and have nothing. Or I show you what they actually say. They're the fake news that lie us into wars. They're the fake news that lied about who's going to win the whole campaign. I kept telling you it was going to be Trump. Bannon's in the New Deal going, we had internal polls. It's freaking 15 points ahead. They didn't want anybody to say that because they thought it might make you be too secure. But I said, listen, they're using this to make people not show up and think it's all over. I don't care. Folks shouldn't have told me early on that we were dominating. And I went and checked with other pollsters, and they said, yeah, how do you know that? So, I mean, I broke ranks, folks. I'll freaking tell you the truth here. I'm doing it. You know, that's just how I am. I mean, I was not told that in confidence, by the way, early on. It's just that later they never wanted to come out and say it. So, again, we can show Ron Paul's article on Infowars.com. He's put out a list of fake news, and all of them lied about WMDs, lied about all these wars. They're bipartisan frauds. He lists them. Ron Paul reveals hit list of alleged fake news journalists. The list contains the culprits who, again, lied us into all these wars, you name it, Stephanopoulos and all the usual culprits, but people that lied about being under military attack and their helicopter shut down, Brian Williams, they're all there. Oh, by the way, Bloomberg over the weekend put out fake tweets from Trump that were admittedly fake, saying he ripped, I'm sorry I ripped off students, I'm a criminal, ha, ha, ha. They weren't real tweets. I mean, they're hitting next level, folks. But since I mentioned it, They start the whole piece out saying we should shut these websites down. They're bad. They're evil. They're dangerous. And then he keeps saying, isn't it dangerous to do that, to shut them down? Tucker Carlson has his own show. I think one of the best guys on Fox. Not just he comes on the show. I like him. He's had a good metamorphosis over the years. He was always a patriot, but he couldn't do it. Now the season's here. He can be a sunshine patriot, and that's good. We like Tucker Carlson. You know, they've chastised him about coming on. But that's not what it's about. The point is he's doing a good job of his own show now, weeknights at 7 o'clock Central on Fox. He's on there with Jessica Tarlov. And you can watch the whole 6-minute video, but here's just a little bit of it saying, you know, Alex Jones needs to be discredited. When is he going to lose his credibility? Well, when you stop lying, lady.
I guess there are two tracks here, Christian. One is the idea that people didn't vote for Hillary because they just didn't know enough, because they're dumb. And that's the implication of what the left is saying and the president just said. But the idea that Facebook or Google or Twitter could remove things without our knowledge, shouldn't that get us up in arms?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a libertarian, and I think we need to let the market decide what is worthwhile and what is not. The actual fake news sites, they will lose credibility and eventually their audience.
When will Alex Jones lose credibility?
We need to let everything get posted. Otherwise, it's going to be up to Facebook or some other institution, or worse, the government, to decide what fake news is. The problem, Tucker, is that it's a very slippery slope to define fake news. For example, climate change denier promoting fake news?
They say arrest you if you deny carbon taxes. The really juicy clip is on InfoWars, because she's like, China's doing good. It wants goodness for its people. Are you saying China shouldn't stop fake news? I mean, that's not even the strongest part. In fact, I'm going to play it in the next segment. We ought to find the whole 6-minute clip. Do we have the whole 6-minute clip? I'm tempted to play the whole stinking thing, because, I mean, you're actually seeing her, and Carlson's like, it's dangerous to do that. She's like, Alex Jones, okay, he's my power. Meanwhile, we have China, because he mentions, he goes, well, China wants us to censor these American websites. He's like, well, that's the good job. You've got a Democrat on TV saying, do what China says, shut down Alex Jones. I'm a Democrat strategist. What a fruit bowl. We're going to take your calls as well, get to a bunch of clips. Why they're trying to stir up race war, why they want to kill the free market, how we defeat them, the return of America, the rebirth of the Republic, it's all coming up. Now, well, Sunday transmission is a different broadcast than the weekday that is still syndicated through GCN. I take phone calls from up there via the satellite. This is our own in-house deal, so it's a different phone number. They've asked me to say that because it kills their phone bill. We get 20-something thousand calls when I get the number out in an hour. We have a computerized system. 23,000 is our record. So let me just give you the number here. I feel sorry for the network. People call the wrong number. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And by the way, if you disagree with me, tell folks you'll go to the head of the line. You're calling from a foreign country on your own dime. Same deal. Just let us know. We don't screen your calls, but have a good phone. Be able to talk. Don't be too drunk. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Briefly. We have the new incredible nootropic brain booster with the organic known super enzymes, chemicals that are all healthy, you name it, Brain Force. Everything we do is game-changing. Everything we do is over the top. It's now 20% more in each bottle, an even stronger formulation, not 20% more caplets, powdered caplets, big old jumbo pills, but also a new formulation, even stronger. It's amazing. Quite frankly, I don't need it myself most of the time. I take selenium with it, and it's to the moon without a rocket. Our BioTrue Selenium, InfoWarsLive.com. And be part of fighting the very tip of the spear. I mean, look, we're just wreaking havoc. It's so legendary, I can't even believe it. I'm waking up out of this Matrix dream. I mean, kind of hard to believe. I've got to cast myself as a superhero in an alternate dimension. So 888-253-3139 is the number to call and ask about all the different specials. 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.